Celia Barnes talking to Christine Craggs and Pam Morley on the 17th of January 2019 about the chapel and the changes that are occurring.
Well, there's been a Methodist church in Hambleton for over 200 years. It's been a witness to Christianity there, and it's had a church and a Sunday club, and over the last few years the building has gone into a bit of disrepair, so we thought that we needed to look at different ways of improving the building.
So it was probably about 4 years ago that we decided we would do something about this, and we had plans drawn up. We felt we needed a kitchen, and we felt we needed improving our disabled facilities. So we had plans drawn up, and with it being a church building, these plans had to be approved by the powers that be, and it was took quite a while to go through to make sure that this was done correctly. And then we had to start with our fundraising efforts. So
there's various parts of the Methodist Church that you can apply for funding from, and we've managed to obtain £15,000 from them. And a very kind donation from the Western Foundation of £7,500, a donation of £1,000 from All Churches Trust, and the remainder were individual donations, approximately £17,000, and a tiny bit of fundraising ourselves, which is really, really excellent for such a small church.
People were extremely generous.
They were, yes.
Extremely generous.
And on top of that, wood company Howden's agreed that they would donate a kitchen for us, including all the appliances and all the fittings, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So we're going to have a much better access, disabled access, around the back of chapel and at the front of chapel. We're going to have a lovely new kitchen. And we're also, at the back of the chapel, there were some very old rooms that were probably originally a boiler room and maybe a coal house or a coke house and an outside toilet. We've had all of those knocked into one, and it's made a fabulous new storage area at the back of chapel that we'll be able to use for storing chairs and other things that we need to do. So, as well as that, we have improved our disabled toilet facilities, which weren't great and are now going to be just superb. So that's the stuff that's been done.
Yeah, and also we've had some work done in chapel of the heating, because the back of the chapel was very cold. So we've had some more heating put in there, and we've had some more sockets put in there, and we've had all the premises connected for smoke, so it's all up to date. All the health and safety regulations are there in place.
And the facilities, we're hoping, we've just got a new group, well, a relatively new group running that has a tea and toast, which is, you explain, Paul.
Yes, on a Thursday morning, there's mums come after school that might have just wanted to have a chat and a bit of company. And so they come into the group, we've got toys, and we do tea and toast, we do a little bit of singing, and it's just a friendship group really for them. And as mums go and move on, there seems to be more mums that come in and enjoy the company and the things. Christine also runs a Sunday club. Why don't you tell them a bit more about that?
We have a Sunday club on a Sunday morning where children come in. We do services in the chapel where the children come over. It's called Messy Church, where the children go into chapel, and we do activities, and we have great fun at that. We're hoping to be able to increase the use of the chapel. We would be able to use the back of the chapel for our own coffee mornings, which we use for fundraising. And anybody, it would be a use. Anybody can use it in the community if they would like to use it. So it's all when we're hoping ourselves that we might possibly be able to encourage other groups. We were thinking of maybe some sort of friendship group. We have a prayer group. Just generally more use of the chapel.
Yeah. So as we, as I said, mentioned previously, we've been a presence for 200 years in the village. We felt that this would allow and help us to fill our mission, and also for the benefit of the whole community. So the buildings will also be offered out to the community use, as Christine's just mentioned.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much.